I missed you. For some reason, I thought I went to sleep with your arms wrapped around me. Holding me close and keeping me warm and protected. Your body heat warming me from the inside out. But for some reason, when I woke up, I felt as if something was missing, and then it was you. Yeah, my body is feeling a little bit chilly, cold, missing your touch, your heat, your arms. Was it my imagination? Did I imagine you worshiping my body from head to toe last night? Do you imagine your lips caressing my skin? It felt so real. Your tongue licking at my lips. Before I could just open them and feel you slip inside, dancing and chasing after my tongue. Before drawing away and kissing your way down my neck, while your hands caressed my hips, my stomach. I can almost feel your lips on my nipple. First kissing it and then licking it till it became a hard, stiff peak. Did I imagine that? Did I imagine you looking up at me as you settled your mouth on it and started suckling it? As if you were searching for milk. I kind of wish I was able to give you some. Such a turn on. To have my body nourishing yours. Did I imagine your other hand cupping and squeezing my other breast? Then squeezing and tugging at the nipple, getting it hard and ready for your hot mouth. Did I imagine that little smell come upon your face at my moans and whimpers, because you knew how to play my body just right. Did I imagine that? My body arching up as you sucked more hungrily at the other nipple than you did the first one, drawing it harder and hotter into your mouth. My hands coming up to grip your hair, pressing you to me, not wanting you to move. My legs, they move desperately, wanting to encircle you. My hips are moving up and down, wanting to feel you, the hardness. Did I imagine that? Did I imagine you putting more weight down on me so I wouldn't move? Did I imagine your mouth leaving my nipple with a pop as you smiled up at me and said, "Shh, be patient, little one. And at that, I quieted down as you work my body, moving your way downwards, kissing and nuzzling me. Kind of made me laugh a little bit when you got to my belly button. But that little laugh turned into a moan again as you teased my wet pussy off your hands, off your mouth. Did I imagine that? Did I imagine your large hands gripping my thighs, keeping them open and wide for you? As I felt you lick all the way from the bottom to the top of my pussy. My hips arching up at that. Did I imagine you settling in and groaning as if you couldn't wait anymore and just diving in to taste and suck at my wet pussy? I couldn't imagine it. It felt so real. I felt your tongue as it circled my clit, suckling at it, and your finger teasing the entrance My moans were getting louder. I wanted you so bad. And you knew what I wanted. But did I? Did I imagine that? Did I imagine how he must have felt my need, my want? That you licked and kissed me one more time before coming up and let me taste myself as you entered me in one deep thrust, catching my gasp in your mouth as I tasted myself, as you filled me up. I couldn't have imagined it. I still feel it. Pressure, that ache almost disappearing. And she sat there for a minute and then started a steady pace as we kissed, me sucking at your lips, sucking at your tongue. A mixture of me and of you. Did I? Was it just my imagination to see you looking into my eyes as you just played my body? Played it so well. I could feel my body tense up as I felt the first stirrings of release coming. You felt it too. You felt me tightening around you. You groaned. You said, not yet, baby. Not yet. And you picked up the pace a little bit more, as if trying to catch up with me. As if you wanted to come with me instead of me coming by myself. I said, please. And with your eyes locked onto mine, and one final thrust, we both came together. You with a loud groan and me moaning and trembling underneath you as you fill me with your hot cum. I couldn't have imagined that. I slid my hand down and put my fingers in between my legs and felt that sticky mess of my in your cum and brought it back up to my lips to taste. I heard the doorknob turn, and I turned and glanced back at the door, and then there you were, with coffee and a little bit of something for us to eat. He said good morning. Did you miss me? I smiled and said yes, and knew I didn't imagine it at all.